We are in Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, but before we start further, I'd like to try to elaborate a little on that which we had learned on Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph. On Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph, we had halacha that Meikar Adin, one is permitted to be koishes in a machteshe shel even, tavlin, and melach. And this is the derech ksishe, and it is mutter. And one man the Yoma says you have to make a slight shinoi, you have to put the machteshes on a slant, but it would seem that Meikar Adin, this is not a shinui that would make it a malacha kela'acha yad. That means Meikar Adin, it seems it is mutter. So the Reish Yosef is ma'irer. We had heard on the Gimel, Shita Satoisvis, that the malachas oichol nefesh, which are permitted in Yontiv, is melisha ve'elach, melachas lisha, and further, that's permissible, min ha-toyre. Till lisha, and then midrabanan also, until lisha it's also min ha-toyre, melachas toychen is also min ha-toyre. So, if melachas toychen is also min ha-toyre, so how are you allowed to be, how to grind tavlin in yontif, how are you allowed to grind melach and salt in yontif? So the Reish Yosef says, he says like this, tavlin, it could be, if you'll grind it erev yontiv, it's mafik taimoy, it doesn't have the same tam, which we'll see, this is also a very big chiddush. So therefore you're permitted to grind it in yontiv. Therefore it's mutter. But by melach he got stuck. But by melach, how are you permitted to grind melach and yontev? You could have grinded erev yontev. It's not mafik taima. It's an iso d'iraise. So how are you allowed to grind it? And he blabs by a kasha. This kasha the Reish Yosef asks. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to mention a few nekudis on this kasha of how you're allowed to grind melach and yontev. The Rishash here on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis brings a Taisvis Yontev that says Trinas Melach is equivalent to Trinas Chitim in Meloche, and he tainis you need Gedulei Karke. Melach is not Gedulei Karke. So the Trinas Melach is only a Darabonon. No, as long as we have a Darabonon, so Memele. So then, Bert a bissel gringer, so you have to know if the Rabbanim were geyser in Yontif. But that's what the Rishash says, and if you dal them at base, it's at the Rabbanim, and at Abzayin at base also. Itainis Melach is at the Rabbanim. I also saw the Egle Tal also says that Melach is at the Rabbanim. And they were geyser, Melach, Otto Gedulei Kalke. But I also saw in the Egle Tal that he's choylik on the Rishash and another Ha'orim. The Gleital is on Daf Peiches Ois Chof Aleph. The Rishash and Daf Zayin Amid Beis is Ma'irer. The Gemara says Ksisha is an Isa Deraisa. The Gemara says of it Ksisha, how is a person permitted to crumble pieces of earth? So there the Rishash asks, ein trina ele be gedule karke, earth is not gedule karke. Then he has a problem. The Rambam says, hashof matches, a person will grind metal. It's also chay, it's also not gedule karke. So he gets stuck over there. The Rishash is stuck, and I've seen him at base with the Gemara. But that he knows for sure that melach is zicher not chay, melach is not gedule karke. So this the Eglei Tal also asks this Ha'ore, and the Eglei Tal says that he says that in the Mishkan there were samonim which were taken out from the karka. There were certain samonim were taken out from the karka and they grinded them, they ground them. So Mamela, he says, karke or metal, which is also mined from the karke, that means, he says that doesn't bother him. That karke is also din of teichin. Melach, he holds, is not gedule karke, melach is adarabon. But al kaponim, we have, again, this ha'ore, why would they matter tablinim, if teichin is also in a teira, why would they matter tablinim? So be'emes now, I think it would be kedai to learn for 10 minutes a Ramban, the Mulchames, and Aran, to get a klorkeit in this inyan. And they speak about it, and they're gewaldike yesoidis in the birur of this halacha. The Ramban and Mulchames is on the Dafei Harif, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Let us just see the Ramban. We won't see the whole Ramban, but we'll see Gewaldike Yesoidis in the Ramban, and then I'd like to say over the Birchas Avrom is Mevayer, the Machloikis, the Ramban, and the Ran. Let's start from the Mulchames on top of the Omid. It's in the middle of a Shekos Avrashi. It starts on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Bedaf Yariv Shekos Avrashi. That's the lotion of the Mulchames. Rashi has a problem, and Rashi Keseder goes with this Trufe that it says one is not permitted to be tzod. One is not permitted to be tzod dogim in Yontif. So Rashi has a problem when you're permitted to be tzod dogim in yontif ilcheiretz meleches oichol nefesh. So let's just see the Mulchames how he asks on Rashi, then he comes with his own mahala. Shekosav Rashi zav mishneseinu shatzeida asura mibnei sheefsher laaseisa me'erev yontif, because you can do it erev yontif. So Rashi comes to tell us a yesod in meleches oichol nefesh. Rashi says a keseida bayos also. The meleches oichol nefesh that could have been done erev yontif is not permissible in yontif. He says, "Einam dvarim nechayim sheischolik an Rashi sheoichol nefesh atzmai dvar teire muter lasayse biyontif avo pishev shelasayse meerev yontif." Even though it could be done erev yontif, but he could do it on yontif. Lemechalkinabu ela b'machshirim. B'machshirim there is such a chilek Rabbi Yehuda derseiv hu derseiv lachem. Okay. So now he has a kasha on Rashi, where he melichin sakin eitzol tabok. It says, you're allowed to bring the sakin to the shoichet, biyontif. No, so lechere, atilu will assume, that's medaran says, that's called eichol nefesh, that's not called machshiri eichol nefesh. That's called eichol nefesh, to bring the sakin to the tabok. But it was efshel asayse merev yontif. Yeah. Then he has a few more kashas. So let's just skip over a little bit till the Ramban says is pshat. And let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. 5 lines from when it starts getting wider. Towards the end of the shura, he asks, "Umayoyma Rabbeinu Zal Misha also mitzudose reikam berev yontev nizdamnele biyontev." He says, "What if he went fishing erev yontev and he didn't catch any fish? Now he wants to go in yontev and catch fish. So you say he went erev yontev. There's no fish to be caught." Elahavu yoydim. So now the Ramban comes with a new mahalach, a yisaidistik mahalach. Shaloi kol ha-melaches hutru biyontif. Not all melaches eichel nefesh are mutter in yontif. Elo hechsher ha-ma'acholim le-ochlom. Eichel nefesh means that you have a ma'achol and you're being machsherit to be able to eat it. Kegoin afiye u-bishul u-chiyoytzibem. That means you're starting off with a ma'achol, And you're doing a pa'ula to make it edible. That is called eichel nefesh. Avolotzeid balei chayim she'einon b'rshus odom. But to go and start fishing, that means I don't have anything yet. I'm doing a malachet to get something. that doesn't go into the gather of Eichel Nefesh. That means Eichel Nefesh is the food I have with me to be machshir them la'achila. But to do a malacha to get food, she'enon b'shus Adam, mechein laker dovo migidulai, or to be oiker a dovo migidul, that means something, it's growing. Kegayin tzire v'til deiser eiluch yoytze b'hem asurim. V'hein b'chlal meleches avoido. So now the Ramban is magdir, there's meleches avoido, and there's meleches oichel nefesh. Meleches oichel nefesh means I'm doing a meloche to make it edible. That means I have the machel already, but it's not edible. So the Torah was matel to do a meloche to make it edible. And then this meleches avoided, this meleches avoided to get macholim, to the things are growing, to harvest them, to cut them, to hunt. That already, that's meleches avoided. Inami, that's one hagdala. Go kemayish mefurish bi Yerushalmi, minayim shebeir loy teichnen, vloy meragdim, ab yeisi b'shem resh lokish, ache sheyochol chonefesh, levada yosel lechem, minashmartem, esamatzeis, milisha vilach. Okay. So then it brings another drosha. Mikan, so let's skip a line. Mikan shalo yikzer, v'shalo yitrein. That's the drosha. That's the Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings Daf Gimel. Mikan shalo yikzer, v'shalo yitrein, v'shalo yirkoit b'yontif. Pesh mashmoy same direction. Uledivrei hakel nismatu tchina v'harkode. Tchina v'harkode is osor. Shalahitira Teira Biyantiv, the Teira was only matter ele melochis shel yoimon. That means the melochis which are aimed for today to do. That means that's the tikkun hamachol today. Gegoin shchite, afiye, ubishul, aval elu tikkun hein. This is the other melochis, hakodin and trine, these are processing, Malachis. V'dech b'nei odom l'sakim em l'yomim harbei. Ohom r'teire yisakim k'darki mechoy l'yontem. Shlo yisakim yontem l'yomim harbei. Sholchoy. Period. V'af al pi. Now the Ramban is the kasha. So Trine is also, he was magder. Trine is not Malachis yoimon. Trine and the smell that is also. V'af al pi shemotzinu heter. The malachis halolu toichnen es hapilpelim berechayim shalem v'chol ani doichen kedarko nami tchinahi. This is tchina, this is a deraisa de ketchina. So here he asks the Rosh Yosef's kasha. This is a deraisa, he brought roshes, this is deraisa. V'noichnen letluya biyontev, you're allowed to put, you're allowed to be misan and yayin, you put it into meshameres. V'avitel de deboirer. Hanu meleches diyoim ninu. So he said, this is also the day's meloche. Umikol mokim. Nismat. So it means like this. So the Bichas Avrom explains that as follows. Trine, that means like this. There's a din of tikkun oichel, hechsher oichel. That means if you have more or less, it has a shame. Where do you draw the line? When is it called an oichel and you have to be machsheret lachile? And when is it called you're processing it to become an oichel? So the line was drawn milisha ve'elach. That means till lisha that's called processing. That's called, these malachis are malachis of processing, which that is also in yontra, that's malachis aboide. That doesn't go in meleches yoimon. That's not meleches eichel nefesh. Milisha ve'ilach, that means you have to make lisha and then afi and then you're finished. That is already called, you have an oichel, you have to be misakin oichel. So it means if you have two meleches to do yet, so memela, that's called tikkun oichel. If you have more than two meleches to do, so that's already called processing. So memela, so he says, so let us talk about your toichen palpelim, your toichen וכל הנידויכן כדרכן, נמי תחיני ונויסן לתלויה ביונטה ויבוירה, סוף הקר. So the Ramban holds a moiridiki yesod. That means not certain melochis were mutter and certain, from the Lamates melochis, certain melochis are mutter, certain melochis are also. Trine gufe depends. If this trine is a meleches yoimam, that means you have, let's say, palpulin. So with the palpulin, you grind it and finish. Now you can use it already. So this is called melech. So this trin is oichel nefesh. So it's mutter. A melech that is an oichel nefesh, that's mutter. Trin as chitim, that's not melech as oichel nefesh. It's some emele. The Torah said it matters why it is being done. The Torah, when the Torah said milisha ve'elech, the Torah just meant to give us a hagdore, a guideline. What is called oichel nefesh and what is not called oichel nefesh? So trinas melach, trinas palpulin, that's called melech Hashem. That's called oichel nefesh. That's called I'm being machsheret lachile. Trinas chitim, that's a melech diyaraisa. You're doing a melech as boire, that's called melech Hashem. For count, I'm purifying the wine that I should be able to drink it. That's called Belechesh Yoimam. So it means I have an oichel that is not roi to be eaten. That's called a Hechsher Achille. Umikol mokim nismayto k'tziro v'teo doiseho. K'tziro's nismayit. K'goin toilish peiris anecholim. He says, so one is not permitted. Now the Ramban has a problem. Let's say, so why can I go into my orchard and tear off an apple? So what's wrong? That's meleches yoimam. I'm going to eat it. There's nothing missing. Shiloi hetira toira elo lahachshir oichlin shebirshu soy. That means if I have food by me already, and this food needs a tikkun, that's called meleches oichel nefesh. But to go to the field and bring food, I don't have an apple tree going in my kitchen. You have to go to the field to get the food. That is called meleches avoid already. That is not called meleches oichel nefesh. That is elalachshe oichlin shabir shusoi. The oichlin, which is in reshus, this is kitchen work. That's called meleches oichel nefesh. The other things the Bichas Avon brings down from the Ramban, that's called Melechas Avoide, that's called, the Ramban himself wrote it down before this Loshen. That is a different type of a process. That's, I mean, you're bringing in from the outside food. That is not called Melechas Eichel Nefesh. Avolaker Dovo Migidu Loi, Loi. Vafilu leperis aniv gomim miyoim lechaveiroi. And here, like, this is a mayor de kekasha on the Rosh Yosef. The Rosh Yosef asked that, how are you allowed to be toichen tavlin? So he says, because it's mayfik time. She can't do it erev yontif. So he says, if there's certain payers, if you cut them yesterday, they won't be pressed today. So why isn't that permitted? No one was ever matter k'tire with this same shtik teire. So he says, faket, it's a different gedder. K'gain teinim v'tusim. V'chol shkain tzedes balechayim shubach la'amalachas avoyde. Okay, period. That's the Shitas HaRamban, which is, and the Bichas Avram said, this is Shitas Tosfos. So Memela, when we had learned yesterday, we had problems, Tosfos, when Tosfos speaks about, of Ksishas, Pavlin, and Melach, he says, it's Adarabonon, and of the Dachoil, and so we didn't understand Bishas Maisa, why isn't this Adaraisa? So he says, but Kel Tais is held like the Ramban. The Ramban himself brings down the Yerushalmi. And Fakert, the Hagdor is the way the Ramban says. Now let us just turn one page back, and if you'd base him at base Vedafi Harit, let us just see the Ran. The Ran brings down the Ramban, and the Ran has his own Mahalach. This is Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. It's in the Ran, after 2/3 of the Omid, the Shura starts, V'Ramban Zal Kosav B'Sefer HaMulchames. So let us just see a few lines in the Ramban. V'Ramban Zal Kosav B'Sefer HaMulchames, Sheloi Kol HaMalochis Utre B'Yontef, not all Malochis Amutin Yontef, Ella Hechsher HaMacholim Lo'eichlom. Only a Malochim which is Machsher the Machol, Kigoyin Afiye, Ubishu, Uchiyotziben, Avolotzud Balechayim, She'enom, Bushus Odom, V'chein Laker, Dova, Megiduloi, Kigoyin Tziro, V'tildei Selo, Eilu, Uchiyotziben, Asurim, that is us, V'reihen, Bechlal, Meleches Avoide, that is called Meleches Avoide. Hershe, Amacholim, Lo'eichlom, that's Meleches Eichel Nefesh, Fakelta, Rambana, Alter, says, this a person enjoys to do. That's called Meleches Avoide. This is Meleches Avoide. You're harvesting a crop. That's Meleches Avoide. You don't see Elomcha Bechayecha. You're just slaving now. But to prepare a meal, that's Meleches Eichel Nefesh. That's Meleches Tainug. That's Meleches Hano. That's Lechayre, this Lomdus. Inami, Kimeshim Mefurish B'Yerushalmi. So the Ran says on this Ramban, V'chol ze einoi maspikli. Lomo yei osa litchein chitim in a teure v'yei muto lodech koloni doichim kedalkon shrei shchike vadi de tildis teichenu. So this the Birchas Avrom wants to taine, the Ran understood that certain melochis are muta and certain melochis are osa. That's how the Ran understood it. So he says, you'll tell me tzedes melechis avoide, you'll tell me dichas tablin is melechis eichel nefesh, that I'll buy. But you have the same melochit toichen, here it's osa, here it's muta, that the Ran did not want to buy. As the Ran did not want to be soivel this, that you have the same melochit, here it's osa, here it's muta. And that, the Birchas Avraham wants to explain, the Ramban held fakel. The Torah didn't, the Hagdor is not which Malach is also. The Hagdor is, what are you doing? If you're doing Eichel Nefesh, so that's Mutter, whatever the Malach is. If you're not doing Eichel Nefesh, Chinas Chitim is not Eichel Nefesh. Milisha Vilach, then it's called, it's Eichel Nefesh. Till then it's called processing. It's not called Eichel Nefesh. So Mimelitz could be the same Malachi, but if you do with this Malachi Echol Nefesh, it's Mutter. If you don't do with Echol Nefesh, it is also. Okay, Al Koponim, that is the Machloikis, the Ran and the Ramban. So just let us see what the Shitas Ran is. Elo HaKorev Etzli Lefi Gemorah Seinu. So the Ran comes with a new sheet. Shekol meleches oichel nefesh asura biyontef eina ela midibrayim. He says, though, if it's oichel nefesh, he says, it's muta minatayim. Where you find the surim, teides osa, ktires osa, that's only with the rabbonon, shechachomim osru hamalochais hanasais liyomim harbe ki ktire utchine uchyoitze behem. These are melochis which are usually done for many days. Now, but what good? I want to go and climb some grapes. That means Chazal didn't make specific cases and specific exemptions. And Chazal said, "Meleches lakite al pirov is minatayre tzmuter, ktsir is muter minatayre." But since it's normally used for yomim harbe, so this they asked. Even though he's going to do it for Yontef, but Chazal asked these melachos. These melachos are usually done for Yomim Habi. He says, they were matter. This is doch schrecklich. I mean, the Ramban did not want to venture it. This is teichen and this is teichen. Well, what's the difference? היינו טיימה לפי שאין אויסו שחיקו שהיא ליימו נאסיס באויסו עניין שהיא נאסיס ליומים הרבה. So he says it's done in two different איפנים. שזו במודוי, that means if you want to grind for today, so you use a modoy and a meduche. וזו בריחיים, and if you want to grind for a lot of days, you use a rechaim. So since the pu'ule is in, with different kelim, so here Chazal differentiated already. V'af palpelim berechaim shlem, which others are matter, eine kederch chinas chitim l'yomim rabim, it's a different type of a rechaim, that means you use the windmill for chitim. Rechaim shel palpelim, whatever it was, it wasn't such a big farnem like a windmill. It was a private affair that a person ground how big a mill did he need for himself to grind the pilpulim. Aftei des dogim na miyosef shidach wasi doisim yoyim yoyim fisheni soymech ala sofik shlo saken macholi shreni ideim talim mitzudosei reikonis. Ala ikris miyoyim lechaveir lefikach aschu midivrei. Period. So that is the Shittas Aram. The Ram learns that everything is mutam in Atayre, but Zaychol Nefesh, it's mutam in Atayre. Now the Rabbonon asked the Dvorim, which are oimdim leyomim rabim, that is what they asked. Unless the Tzure is different, a yomim rabim dike Tzure is one Tzure, and for the Yomai has another Tzure, then they were Mekel, and that's the heter of Xishas, Pilpulim, and Melech, etc. Okay, now let us go to Daf Yudalad Amid Beis. HaBoire Kitniyis Beyontif. Now here we go into Melech's Boire. HaBoire Kitniyis Beyontif. Beishamei Oimrim Boire Oichel Boichel. So the Rosh Yosef wants to say, the Pshat in the Mishnah, he wants to say as follows, Beis Shammai held Boirer is Osir, could be it's Osir Min HaTorah, so you're not allowed to be Boirer, so Boirer, Oichel, Va'oichel, so you have kidneys, you're Boirer, the Oichel, and you eat it, that's called Derech Achila, Boirer, Oichel, Va'oichel, you're Boirer, the Oichel. That's called derech achila, not derech breire. Beisilul oimrim boirer kedarke, when it's permitted to be boirer kedarke, which means you take out the psoilis, becheika, you can put all the psoilis in the becheika. You don't have to eat now, you can be boirer the taruvis, you can eat in 2 hours. And boirer kedarke, becheika, bekinoin, betamchoi, avaloi betavel, avaloi benofa, avaloi bekabot. Now, Agavurcha, the Bichas Avrom, explains that here it seems that Boirer is Mutter. It says, B'shamis HaBaisil holds Boirer is Mutter. Boirer Kedarke, we'll see that means Boirer Pseilus Mitrech Eichel, which in Shabbos would be an Isser D'Araise, it's Mutter. There's a Gemara later by Harkod, the Gemara seems to say Boirer is Osser. So he wants to explain, according to the Ramban, it's very good. By kidneys, you're only missing one melacha. By kidneys, you'll cook them, so it's only missing, so that's called, it's breire in oichlem. So this is called heksha oichlem. We're speaking about hakoda, we're speaking about kemach, so we're speaking about, that's in the processing chelik of chitim. And the just like now to be teich in chitim, now to be boirer the chitim also. In that chelik, so that's why the Mishnah is moiredik meduyik ha boirer kidney is beyond. What did he say? What is being boirer? No, after kidney is because kidney says a shame oichel already. You only have to cook it. That's all. You don't do anything else. You don't grind it. You cook it. So memela. So we're finished. So this is a meloche right before the eating process. So this is meleches eichel nefesh. That's what he wants to explain Beisil according to the Ramban. Yeah. Rabban Gamliel oima af mediach v'shoyle. Rabban Gamliel says one is permitted to pour water and then when it floats on the top, he's permitted to take that off. Let us see what Rashi says. Mediach b'mayim V'shayla mafosh b'gmore, shayla ha-psayla she-tzaf l'mayla, then you, when you pour the water, so the psayla floats up, k'may mishayishla b'chovyis, t'aynu sh'neutel chatsanim, ha-tzofim, al-pi ha-chovyis, the pits used to float up, so he took them off. So here, he takes off the psaylas from the kidneys. Tanya Omar Rabban Gamliel ba'medvorim amurim she'oichel meruba ala psaylas. When did Beis Hillel say that you take out the psaylas and leave the oichel? That's when the oichel is meruba ala psaylas. Avul psaylas meruba al ha'oichel. But if you have more psaylas than oichel, divrei hakel neitel es ha'oichel u'meinich es ha'psoilis. So then, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel will be made to Beis Shammai, but you cannot take away the psoilis, you have to take away the oichel. You take the oichel from the psoilis. Divrei hakel neitel es ha'oichel u'meinich es ha'psoilis. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. Be'med v'om amurim d'shori Beis Hillel litel psoilis mamish u'lahashlich. When was Beis Hillel matel to take the psoilis? When was Beis Hillel matel to take the psoilis? Dafke, if Beis Hillel was matel to take the psoilis, if this the oichel meruba la psoilis, I will say it's meruba la oichel. Divrei hakel neitel es ha oichel u'meinich es ha psoilis. Then you're not permitted to take the psoilis. Frag the Gemara, a very interesting Gemara, and the Lamedes is, we'll see the Maskanas of Gemara, because this is a Tirche. To take away all the Psoilis, you'll do it much easier by taking the Oichel from the Psoilis, by taking away all the Psoilis, Veruba Loichel, so it's a Tirche. It's not allowed to be Matrich, it's half in Yonte. So Memela, then based Hillel holds, you have to take the Oichel from the Psoilis. Frag the Gemara, Psoilis Meruba Al Ha'oichel. Now, this is a very interesting Gemara. If you have a taruvis, and there's more psoilis than oichel, mi'iko man d'shori, will someone be matter to take the oichel out? Va'afilu letalteloi. Afilu to be metalteloi. Who's talking about boire? Afilu to be metalteloi. Va'beteili le miyute legabe rube. The miyut oichel becomes bottle to the roi psoilis. V'havolei kikulei psoilis v'loi chosi. Apeladi kezach, the Michas Avrom is Meir, it's very difficult to understand this Gemara. We're talking about whatever it is. It's niker, he wants to be boirer it. But Chazal seemed to say over here, in Hilchis Mukze, that if you have a taruvis of roi psoilis and miyut oichel, so the oichel becomes nigra bas, so it has a din of muktzah, so it's not even talfos. How can you tell me that there beis hillel will be moided to beis shammai? Then you can't touch it. The whole thing is muktzah. And for the gemara, lo yitzriche de nofesh betirche bezuter b'shiyur. So the gemara says, you misunderstood. That what we said, that the psoilis is meruba lo oichel, we don't mean in kamus, that there's more psoilis than oichel. There's more, and kamus is more psoilis than oichel, so then you're right, so the oichel becomes muktzah, so then you can't touch anything. But it means that in kamus, the oichel is more than the psoilis. But in tirche, it's a larger tirche to take away the psoilis from the oichel. The psoilis is more difficult to be mevare from the oichel. So memele, so then the halach is mechuyif to take away the oichel, because it's a lesser tirche to take the oichel from the psoilis than the psoilis from the oichel, because it's nafish betirche. Let us see what Rashi says. The nafish betirche sheyesh noidak. Let us say that the psoilis is thin. So memele, it's very difficult for him to separate the psoilis from the oichel. Vachi kam abed v'amamu bizman she teireyach ha'oichel merubal shal psoilis. When did Beis Hillel say you take the psoilis when it's more difficult to take away the oichel? Who the kamu Beis Hillel? Night of psoilis, the muti b'tirch odif, akert, you shouldn't be matriach in yonder. Alom teireyach ha'psoilis merubal shal oichel divrei hak. There's a very interesting Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega asks, we see from this Gemara that the psoilis is a psoilis that's mukte. that we see in Kneva Pseus, that's not Muktzah also, it's Roy Leklovim and that. But from the Gemara, you see, we're speaking about a Pseus that's Muktzah. Direct Rabbi Kevega, say, if the Pseus is Muktzah, so he says, so what is Pshat and Beishama, you take away the Pseus from the Oichel, you drive Oichel. Me a Pseus, and me a Tirchi, take the Pseus from the Oichel. Direct Rabbi Kevega, how you allowed to take away the Pseus from the Oichel, it's Tiltum Muktzah. Beir is mutter. But still to Muktzah, how is it permissible? That's Rabbi Kevega's Akasha. Rabbi Kevega says, Nirlefini is Daiti, we have a Raya from this Taisvah, from this Mishnah, to Taisvah Stavchesam Adalev. Taisvah Stavchesam Adalev said that Tiltul Muktzah is mutter the Tzorich Eichel Nefesh, Azaya Taisvah's Gizot, on a marim mokim, but Taisus says it, la locha, you're allowed to be metal to muktzah l'tzorech echol nefesh, allowed to push away the ashes in the tanu in order to have a place where to bake, even though the ashes were nailed. So Taisus said, til to muktzah l'tzorech echol nefesh is mutter. So here's a Mishnah. Forget, the Mishnah says this. The Mishnah says, here's a guy from Beis Hillel, to the Yisod of Taisus, that a person is permitted to be boirer, the Pseilus mitaycha eichel, and the Pseilus is muktzah. That's Rabbi Kevega's Raya. The Rishash is Meir and Rabbi Kevega that Tazen at Taisus and Shabbos. Taisus and Shabbos says when you have miut Pseilus and Raib Eichel, so the Pseilus loses the din muktzah. Just like we had in our Gemara. And if you had miut Eichel and Raib Pseilus, the Eichel gets a shame muktzah. So Taisus says Fakert and Shabbos. That if you have roiv oichel and miyad pseilus, so the pseilus is nigrat to the oichel and gets a shame. That's not muktzah. That's what Taisvah says. So Mamela, so he says, so you don't have a raya from this Mishnah to Taisvah. Rabban Gamliel oimer af meidiach v'shoyle. Tanya, ye omar rabbe loza barab tzodi kacho yemen hogam shalbeis rabban Gamliel shemibin bli molei adashim. They brought a bucket full of adashim, a tzifin of lomayin, they put water over it, v'nimtza oichel lamato, pseilus lamaylo, and that's how they separated it, the pseilus used to float up. For like the Gemara v'asanya, we learned the fakelta baraisa. He used to pour water, and the pseilus flowed down. Pseilus was on the bottom, and the oichel flowed up. Like kasha ho ba'afra ho bigili, that's what the pseilus is. If the Pseilus is awful, so it seems that the Pseilus is cash, so it flows. Zot Rashi mitzifin all of mayim, but noisnim by mayim, atchitzofim al ha'oichel. Atchitzofim al ha'oichel. Ipcha oichel lemaylo upseilus lemata. That's what it said. The Braise. Afcha lemata min oichel. Gili cash lemaylo min oichel. Zot Taisvis. Ha-boirer kitnies biyontev, be-shamei oimrem boirer oichel ve-oichel, ve-lav hainu breire. And that's not called breire. Ve-teimo, the memeseche Shabbos, koma, ma-dalke shel boire, neutel ha-oichel u-meniach apsoilis, ve-ochemashme she-ein breire bekach, de-korilei shinui. Now, we have to understand the Taisvis, and this the Reish Yosef explains Shitas HaTaisvis as follows. That means he says, the way he understood Pshat in the Mishnah, Boirer Oichel Vo'oichel, means that you Boirer the Oichel, and you eat it. So, that's called Derech Achila. That's called Derech Achila. Taisvah says Pshat in our Mishneh that it's called a Beira with a Shinoi. That's not called Beira with a Shinoi. I mean, if I take the Oichel and I eat the Oichel, that's called Derech Achila. It's not called Beira with a Shinoi. L'chayre, we would answer on Taisvah's Kasha. Taisvah has a Gemara, Adarka shal Beira noita lo Oichel meniach apsoilis. It's speaking about L'achar Shah, then you're Beira for later. So then the Oichel meniach apsoilis is also Beira. And here it's been Beira Oichel Beichel. So he says, it seems that Taisvah understood our Mishnah, that Beichel also doesn't mean right away. Beichel means Lachasho. And maybe, but it means Lachasho. It's not for right away. But the Beichel is Lavdavke. So Mamela, So Tosfos understood a different pshat in the Mishnah. That's not called Boire. That's the whole Mahalach in Tosfos. V'lav haino Breire. That this isn't called Boire. If you take the Oichel, that's not called Boire. Boire is called you're taking the Psoilus. You're taking the Oichel, so that's not called Boire. V'rektach Tosfos, I have a Gemara in Shabbos that to take the Oichel is also called Boire. V'och imash mishayim Breire bekach the Kori leishinri. The Yeshloima, so Tosfos answers the Hosam Ochi Perushe. Neutel ha-oichel le-atzmai. There's a Greis on this Tosfos. Without the Greis, you can't figure out what Tosfos is saying. The Rishash and the Chochmas Menech makes the Greis. The Gemara that says over there, Dalko Shaboyre neutel ha-oichel le-meniach ha-psoiles, yeah, it means like this. Neutel ha-oichel le-atzmai. You leave over the oichel for himself. U-meniach ha-psoiles pesh yizrek oisai. Not he takes the oichel and he leaves the psoilus. No, he leaves the psoilus there. Neitel ha-oichel la'atzmai. Not neitel ha-oichel la'atzmai. He takes the oichel for himself. That means he leaves it there. U'meiniach as a psoilus means he's zoyrik the psoilus. That's a psoilus, a very difficult taitch, but zoyrik taitchus. Pe'shizikos, amikol mokeim, so psoilus m'teich oichel avi breire. So it's psoilus m'teich oichel, not oichel mitech pselus. Inami, or now Tosfos says, a mechudish tekezach, which we don't paskin like la'alocha, but Tosfos wants to say something very mechudish tek. Hosom shapseilis meruba al ha'oichel. If there's more pselus than oichel, was vaday have oichel mitech pselus terech breire. Avalocha mayri sha'oichel meruba al ha'pselus. So Tosfos says as follows. If you have a mixture of Eichel and Psoilus, and you want to be Mevarer the mixture, so you know how you do it? You take out which is the least Tirche. That's the Derech Breire. You don't, that's the Derech of being Boire. Boire is you want to be Menakeh Taruvis. So the Derech Breire is you take out the least. You left over with what you have. So the Derech Breire is you always do the Meloche, you always do the Pe'ule with the Dover Hamur. So Memele, so Tosfos says, Amor Dikizach. So our Gemara is speaking about, like the Moshe said, Oichel Meruba Al Apsoilis. So Memele Oichel Meruba Al Apsoilis. So the Derech Breire is Psoilis Mitoich Oichel. Not Oichel Mitoich Psoilis. So therefore, Beis Shammai was Mat Oichel Mitoich Psoilis, because that's not Derech Breire. It's a Shinoi. The Gemara over there is speaking about Psoilus Meruba Lo Oichel, so there the Derech Breire is Oichel Mitech Psoilus. So that's right, Oichel Mitech Psoilus, by Psoilus Meruba Lo Oichel, it's Taka Derech Breire. Period. The Veralocha brings down in the beginning of Simen Shin Yotes that, no one brings, it's a Shekel HaChumro, what Tosfos says, that Oichel Mitech Psoilus is, if there's Psoilus Merube, so it's, so that's Derech Breire. But the way we explain Tosfos, Nachum Deglital also mentions it, the way we explain Tosfos, Noel Lachas Man, so it could be it's not too gefellig. We hold everything is also Lachas Man, and Tosfos is only saying La'alta could be Tosfos hold, Deglital because that Tosfos holds La'alta for Psoilus Mitech Eichel is Mutter. So Memelu only speaking about Lachas Man, so Lachas Man we're machma everything, so it's not such a big chumma of Tosfos. Bigmore de porich, de psoilus meruba loichel meike man de shorik. So b'emesin, the Gemara lechayre should have asked, how could you say if it's psoilus meruba, it's meike man de shorik? Lechayre the Gemara should have asked the kasha according to Beis Shammai, why is it mutter? That's Derech Breire. So the Tosfos says, no, the Gemara says, it's a different kasha. Perish, I feel a bit tootle, yeah, yosso. So why would Peshami said Mutel? That even in a porch, that fill out till to ye also the bottle meutel gabi rubel vahavi kekulopsilus. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Peshami oimrim ein mishalchen beyontev elamonis. You can only send the yontev monos. What are monos? אין משלחן דיירן איש לראייהו אלא מון פוסם סממילה צעסר מי תיקו מי תיקו קדביחס אברום בנזן a very interesting משל. The משל says there's a חילק if חזל said תיקו or if חזל said there was a boy and there wasn't נפשת. So the Mashal says as follows. If Chazal say teiku, tishbi yitaretz kushis v'yaboyis, so Chazal is telling us that till Eliyo Hanavi will come, you can't be poshet the suffix. Number one, because the Seif Oiro, Rabina Ravashi said, Tishbe Yitar, I mean, still Tishbe, there's nothing what to talk about. And it's in the Marshal says it has a Torah. You can't say something to Rabbanu Lekula. It's a, you want to be Machir the Sofik. You can only say something to Rabbanu Lekula. The Marshal says, Ilohave Nifshita Ozlin and Lekula. If Chazal had a boy, and Chazal said it's a boy, so then Chazal gave him a boy, and so then we could be, if it's at Rabbanu, we say something to Rabbanu Lekula. But if me'acher sheravashi v'doiroi shechosmu atalmid v'kosvu olov teiku alme sheinichoi besofek iser ad sheyove Eliyahu. They said, that means still Eliyahu remains a sofek. That's shitas ha-marshal. Amirudik de-hem. רב שמעון מטה בתבואה, תניא רב שמעון מטה בתבואה, כגון חיתם לעשות מהם לודיה, סוירים לתופני בהמתו, ידשם לעשות מהם רסיסים. זאת רש"י, לודיהיס, מאכל חיתם, רסיסים, מאכל עושים מן הדשם. משלחן, זאת המשנה ביתה, משלחן קיילין בין תפורים, בין שאינם תפורים. One is permitted to send material, בגודם, Bein tfurim, bein she'enem tfurim. So, one tfurim is poshet, it's a beged, it's wearable. Bein she'enem tfurim, I feel it's not sewn up. It's also shaykh ha-shimush in yontiv. V'ava bishi yesh bem kloim. And you're allowed to send material that is shatnes. V'hein l'tzoyrech ha-moyr. Avo loy sandal ha-mesuma. Avo loy mano she'enoy tofo. These are not wearable in yontiv, you can't send them. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Afloi Manu Lovan, you can't send a shoe which was not dyed, because you need an umen. Zeh klal, kol shenu usim boi biyontev, mishal chanoisi, something that can be used in yontev, can be miskashet in yontev, that you're permitted to send. Mishal chan keilem begodim, vehein le tzorech hamoit, begmora meforish, lomai chozi, what can you do with shatnes? Avoloi sandal shall eitz mitzupa oyer, but you're not allowed to send a sandal shall eitz mitzupa oyer mismoyes kvuim boy shegozuchama molo shall anale b'shabbos b'yontiv not with shabbos b'yontiv neimat mishemais shahoyer shenergo arugim b'shabbos al yodov m'mesech shabbos alei aser to wear this on shabbos b'yontiv. But mano sheni tofud lechozilamidi, it's not usable. No one wore light shoes. They only wore them after they were dyed. Tfurin, one you could wear. If it's not tofel, so you can cover yourself with it. You have material, so you can cover yourself with it. Ela kloyim lemay chosel. But what can you do with kloyim? What can you do with shatnes? Chitayim ol chosel lemay mach to say, maybe you'll say, you can fold it up, and you'll put it underneath you, use it as a pillow. Basan yolayal olecho. You're not allowed to cover yourself with chatness. But you're allowed to put it underneath you. That's minatayra. Also, chamacham also lasis came. Shema tichorech loinima, maybe a thread of this beged will go over his body, will be nichach anima, al besoroi, and emamele, so it'll be yalo olecho, and then it'll be yoso, therefore chazal asa. Fritayim et amapsik midi beini beini, maybe he puts something between himself and the shatne, so then it's not chayish, of tichach loinima, Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rabbi Asi ben Sholom, Rabbi Mishum Kola Kadisha de Bir Shalayim, Afilu Eser Matzoi, Zu Al Gabi Zu, Afilu Yeh, 10 sheets, one over the other, the Kloim Tachteim, Osa Lishan Aleim, the Chazal Asad. Elo Bevilon. So the Gemara says, you know what you could use with a sharpness, like a piece of material? You could use it as a V-loin, as a curtain that you could use in Yontef. Frech de Gemore, for Omar Ulo mit Neima Omru V-loin Tome. It says a V-loin is Mekabel Tome. Now why is a V-loin Mekabel Tome? It's not a Keli. Mibnei Sheh Shamish Mischamim Kinegdoi. That the Shamish warms himself up with the chelke haviloin, he's misatif with it. So a viloin is oimid l'shimush. So you can't use a viloin of shatnes because the person might come and be misatif with this viloin. So why is it permissible? And the digmore elo bekashin. We are speaking about shatnes, which is stiff and hard, and that's permissible. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos what is permissible with stiff shatnes. Lemeimach lichpoil, that he'll bend it over, he'll fold it over, and then he'll lay on top of it. Shema tikorich loy nima, maybe a nima will be nichrich over him. So we have two pshatim in Rashi. One pshat Rashi says, "V'yesh nimim gedolim v'gasim." There are certain threads which are large and thick. Kegoin shel drupkerin shekayren coat. That means you have a coat. So a mele. So that material, it has thick threads. So umechamemes bimkayma. So be mechamim bimkayma va'oyve. So it means if that thread will be nichach al gufoy, it'll be mechamim va'oyve mishum leisil ba'shabes. Inami nime ba'alme, or maybe you don't need a thick thread. Kivin diker abegin ma'aneyu, o mechamim emilamato, havil o levishe de ispei hano. Agav uche, the biches Avrom, wants to explain Rashi is a hakir over here. What is pshat yegoyze shema yichrech olav nime? So the Birchas Avram says we can clear a hakir. We'll see from the sugya that by shatnes the aloche is you need a levisha sheyesh by chimel. That's a tnai in levisha. That's what we see. So he says you could clear, you could explain this in two ifanim. One oifen is that the levisha of shatnes, that was the Torah asked levisha or halor, so it only is a Torah's levisha if it's mechamim. That's a hagdore in the levisha of shatnes. It's only called levisha if it's mechamim. A levisha that's not mechamim is not called levisha. He brings down a Beis Yosef that says a talus that's not mechamim is part of amtzitzis. Because in the shame levisha of shatnes is a levisha hamechamim. So memele. So that was the first lashon in Rashi. So Rashi said, "What's your problem over here? Your problem is laying on top of it. That's not levisha. That's not halo. That's mutter. So what are you afraid? You're afraid that a nima might be nichach al gufoy. Now this nima of nichach, so that's but that has a teres levisha, but that's not mechamim, so it doesn't have a teres levisha. So Ashi says, no, we're afraid maybe of a thick material that there's thick threads that could be bimkoymai, this will be mechamim. The second pshat in Rashi, Rashi held that not that it doesn't have a shame levisha. There's a tnai in the issa kloyim that levisha's kloyim has to be mechamim. You have to have a nos chimam from the levisha, but not that it's not called a levisha if it's not mechamim. That means it's a levisha. It's called a levisha, but it's a tnai in the issa levisha's kloyim that you have to have chimam from it. So then it doesn't matter which chelik is mechamim, if the top chelik is the bottom chelik, as long as I'm being loivish kloyim and I'm having hanos chimum, this is sufficient. That's what the Bichas Avraham wants to say. The mavsik midi shenoisim begiv acher b'neim osa lishna leim midarabona beviloin sheroi lefarsoi keneged ha-Pesach. You can spread it out keneged ha-Pesach. Mignema omra vilain tome, mekabal tumle su, kechad bi mechitis abai shaina mekablas tume, neshashamish mischamen kenegdei, misatik bishulov. Lafikach yesh teres kliolo, kivit de mischamen im kenegdei, osalas is kloim, if people are do this, she not allowed to make it out of kloim. So Moses bekashim, bugodim koshim, shein mechamen im, mutalei shevaleim. So you let the godim koshim, they're not mechamim, so memela, there's no issa of hatzor. Let us see Taisis. Ibnei ma omru biloin tome, mibnei sha shamish mischamim kenegda. So that's why it's tome. Like this is a mechitze, but pareches ha mishkan oma beperik idanoshe. The Mekabal Tumah. The Pareches was Mekabal Tumah. The Komar, the Sholesh, Meyes, Kahanim, were Matpelit. He needed, so it was a big affair, he needed 300 Kahanim to be Matpel the Pareches. The Pareches was Mekabal Tumah. You can't say that there's a problem. This Mechitz is not Mekabal Tumah. So the whole Teretz is because the Shamash is Mechamim. But you can't be Mechamim yourself with the Pareches. The Pareches is an Issa Mila. You can't be Mechamim. So a Mela, so why, how is it Mekabal Tumah? So on this kasha, the Mikdash David wants to forever. And later we'll see he wants to forever. It means that Taisvis and Shabbos says that there's a whole sugya over there. There it says a beged that's gimel al gimel that's chazi la'oni is mekabel tume, even though it's by an osher. And even though the usher throws it away, there's no chshivas, gimel gimel, there's no chshivas by the usher, afal pikein, it is mekabel tumen. As I state, we learn that from the pasuk. So he says, so you see from this taisvis, that the teiras beged is not totally if the owner will use it as a beged. If this usher has nothing to do, he's gonna throw it in the garbage. Afal pikein, since it's chozi, for someone, so there's a teres beged that's mekabel tumah. So you don't have to look at the matziv now. You have to look, but is this thing won't be used. There's no shimish whatsoever, it's going to be thrown away in the garbage. But al kaponim, be'etzim it's chazi for anoni, even though now anoni doesn't have it, and anoshi is going to throw it away. So it's called it has a shimush. So he says, so if you don't look at the matziv now, a pareches is chazi le'itov. A pareches is chazi le'itov. You could use the feet. This pareches won't be used for itov because this pareches is also bano. It's hegdish. It's good. So, but the heftze is chazi le'itov. Just like a gimel al gimel by this osher won't be used either. And it's not aimed to be used by it, but it could be used. I mean, the etzim zach has a shimush. So even though for a certain reason it won't be used, so Memela, that's he wants to be Moira to emphasize with cash. But Taisus doesn't say this. We'll see why soon. Vishloime the Shani Pareches oil the make of Kaifi Yalavi Dorim. The Pareches was not only a vertical Pareches, it went horizontally, bent over the Yorim. Who oil? So it's an oil, umetame bemeis. So an oil is also makabal to me. I mean, I'm going to say a paroiches. I'm going to speak about a paroiches that only goes vertically. So that doesn't have a teres oil, some amela. So it's not the Kabbalah Tumas. We have to say the whole Kabbalah Tumas is because the Shamash is Mishamen. But the paroiches, that since it used to be mile over the Orim, so there's a teres oil. Mikomakim kashe v'hayech metame bevlada tume. How could the paroiches be metame bevlada tume? Doma b'mesech eshkolim. It's a pella. It's not yud beis a med beis. It's chafala from med beis. The paroiches shenitma bevlada tume. It says aba paroiches shenitma bevlada tume umayri v'mashke dezov v'zove tilavochi loy mitmo keli. Now this is very complicated. The Rishash just wants to say what Taisa says that Mayri b'mashke the zove zove like this to the mayonis of a zove and a zove, the roik and the meiraglayim, the shichvazera. That's an ovatume. So that's not a vladatume. It's speaking about another mashke the zove zove. Right, the dam of a zove zove zove. So memele. So Taisa's learned an oil is only mekabel tumer from an avatume. Here it is mekabel tumah from a vlada tumah, so kolchoch, how can it be mekabel tumah? Like this, the Rabbanu Vagoy said that kelim are mekabel tumah from a vlada tumah. Vishloim mekimit shenasa oil, yeshlam teres keli, umetanam af vlada tumah. Vaoid oima harav rav shmu mei aivre, kshayu noisim aparoiches, mimokim lemokim, noisim akelim lesoicha. So the rav shmu mei aivre says in Eluya Shetaretz, he says that the paroiches was a kelim, used to wrap around the clay migdash in it. In Cain, yesh teres keli aleim. So here's a teres keli, als they used to wrap it around. Fekta migdash dovid amurnike kashe. Fekta, you know which paroiches was used to wrap the kelim? That was the paroiches amishkan. There they were traveling, so used to, the Gemara that says they had 300 kahanim to be tabled is speaking about the paroiches amigdash. Was much bigger, it was a different paroiches. This paroiches, it didn't wrap up any kelim. This wasn't used to wrap up kelim. So memele, so what's pshat in this teretz? Amor de kikashe, he asks. So he says, so fakelti, so he says, Taisus also held that vote. But since the shame paroiches, hakodesh had a shimush of kisui kelim, so just like he mentioned before, Taisus and Shabbos, that you don't have to look if this paroiches, this gimel al gimel will have a usage. If be'etzem agbeget gimel al gimel has a usage, so memel it's mekabel tumah. So he says, Taisus held like this, to say that this is not a paroiches, this is the paroiches akodesh, it's a different entity. So that what a paroiches is mekabel tumah because a shamish is misatif in him, that doesn't make the paroiches akodesh mekabel tumah. This is a different heftzingas. But Taisus says, but there was a paroiches hakodesh that had a teres keli. So memela, then you don't look at each paroiches bezunda. Period. V'yesh l'forish also la'asoyse mikloim. Not that it's tomei, no also la'asoyse mikloim imnei she'ashamish mischamen kinegdoi. It's not tomei. So memela, he says the iser is out. Yeah. That's not the reason of tumah. That's the reason of isa. That means we have a Mishnah that says that a vilain is mekabel tumah, so our Gemara is making sense. Why is a vilain mekabel tumah? Because the shamish is mischamen kenegdei. But there's no Mishnah whatsoever that one is not permitted to make a vilain out of kloim. So memele, so how could we say mitnei ma'omru if there's no such of a maima?